which side you're on. Grant's father counseled patience. If that's where they want to send you, they must have their reasons. You'll simply have to accept it, son. Grant found that he could not accept it. There was no patience in him despite earnest prayers. His father had been a meek and accepting man all his life, and what had it gotten him? Obscurity, genteel poverty, and condescending smiles behind his back. That's not for me, Grant told himself. Despite his father's conciliatory advice, Grant fought his assignment all the way up to the regional director of the New Morality's Northeast office. I can't spend 4 years at Jupiter, he insisted. I'm a married man. I can't be that far away for 4 years. Besides, I'm an astrophysicist, and there's no need for my specialty at Jupiter. I'll be wasting 4 years. How can I work on my doctorate when there's no astrophysics being done there? The regional director sat behind a massive oak desk strewn with papers, tensely upright in his high-backed chair, his lean, long-fingered hands steepled before him as Grant babbled on. His name was Ellis Beach. He was a serious-looking African-American with dark skin the color of sooty smoke. His face was thin, long, with a pointed chin. His eyes were tawny, somber, focused intently on Grant without wavering all through his urgent, pleading tirade. At last, Grant ran out of words. He didn't know what more he could say. He had tried to control his anger, but he was certain he had raised his voice unconscionably and betrayed the resentment and aggravation he felt. Never show anger, his father had counseled him. Be calm. Be reasonable. Anger begets anger. You want to sway the regional director to your point of view, not antagonize him. Grant slumped back in his chair, waiting for some reaction.